Yep, the tech gods are smiling upon us.
Okay, welcome everyone. Hi, Facebook friends. You're just joining, linking in with us. Welcome. Today is May 31st, 2023, last day of the month. And what I love about that is some of you are working intentionally towards a specific goal in sales and enrollments and things for yourself or team members. I love the last day of the month, right? It's just got that fun energy. And some of you may not be in that intentional focus in terms of wanting to create something to happen this day or for this month, but we're on the cusp of that new month, new beginning, wrapping a month. And I just love, of course, we come home to intention again and again and again. And one of the things I love Andy's kicked us off with today is the power of gratitude. I love that we start that way each week is what are you feeling grateful for today? And I just want to bring you guys back to, I mean, there's so much rich science behind this, more than just, you know, oh, that sounds like a nice idea or a platitude, is literally scientific research. I don't have it at my fingertips at the moment, but I listened to this show, oh, probably a week to 10 days ago. And it was talking about that gratitude is like mind lubricant. It's brain lubricant. And really, the power of thinking, you can see gratitude is just as important of having those fatty omega, you know, we want to take our omega oils and take, you know, our supplements with that, is the power of doing that. But your brain, the science of what you focus on expands, right? And that isn't necessarily a new teaching. I put that in my Instagram stories last night, but just being reminded of what we focus on expands, gets bigger. But from the space of literally for your physical health, cultivating a gratitude practice is so good for you, let alone all the other benefits, the mental and emotional health, your energy shifts. It's one of the fastest ways to put you in a more activated manifestation state. You know, when we talk about the law of attraction, loves, the law of attraction is real. Now, some people, oh, is it spiritual? Is it this? Is it that? Is it, you know, it's just a neutral mathematical equation. That's all it is. That like attracts like, what you focus on expands. And it's not positive or negative. It just is neutral. It's what we plug into the equation that is creating what we're experiencing. And so if you haven't yet gotten anchored in gratitude this morning, I know some of you are putting gratitude in the chat box. I'd love to hear it, or put it in the Facebook comments. What are you grateful for today? But really take in, like, I invite you to just take a deep breath, maybe even put one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart, and just really get present to that. Like, oh, I woke up today and I'm grateful for this body. I can walk, see, taste, touch. I'm grateful for lemon essential oil. I'm really feeling grateful for green mandarin this morning. That's in the diffuser. You know, wild orange and peppermint. Grateful for Meta Power and how that's helping support my body. And grateful for pink roses outside my office window right now that just line up mine and my neighbor's fence. It's just luscious pink roses, and my peony bushes are blooming, and blue sky. And grateful for dear friends like Andy and Natalie. Natalie and I had a beautiful session. She walked me through your essentials coaching. She did a session with me Thursday night, and it was so powerful. I'm so grateful for you guys and for these tools. And again, I just invite you to drop into loves, again, getting into gratitude, no matter what's happening circumstantially. Because of course, it's easy to think or feel gratitude when we feel like, quote, things are going our way. But that's risky business, because at any point during the day, you know, this happens, a kid spills their, you know, milk, or this thing happens, or that thing, this or that, or frustrations. We all have stuff every single day, every single one of us. Do you know that? Like, Andy has stuff every day. I have stuff every day. You guys all have stuff every day. This is why I like you to think about gratitude as a practice, not a feeling. A feeling is a byproduct of a practice, right? We're doing it. And so even if I'm not feeling grateful, or I'm feeling stressed or anxious, it's choosing into practice on a daily basis, whether you're writing it, speaking it, praising it, meditating upon it, but that you're practicing and cultivating a grateful mindset. It's just as empower, you know, it's one of the most powerful things you can do for your body is that you're also nourishing your mind. Again, it's like gratitude is like a brain lubricant. And so I just invite you guys to take a moment to practice this, no matter how you're feeling, even if, again, you're in, you know, a low spot, challenging things. We can also help you work through some of that if you'd like. But just knowing that as life circumstances ebb and flow for all of us, but when we can always find things to focus on that we're grateful for. So I just thought that you, thank you for leading us out with that this morning and coming home to maybe that's something for the month of June is renewing your gratitude practice, right? Sometimes, as you know, I host this gratitude series every November and it's Thanksgiving and thankfulness. And I love that, but it's not just a seasonal experience. It's one of the ways to make yourself more magnetic is it's like, be thankful for what you already have. You'll end up having more because again, it's like a magnet in law of attraction. When we're focusing on the gratefulness and the positive, we're going to see and feel more of that. When we're focused on being critical, judgmental, what's wrong, what's bugging us about someone or a situation, it's like our emotions are magnetic. And we're not wrong for any emotion, right? It's not right about right or wrong. It's just about choice. What do you want to feel more of, right? I'm not wrong when I'm feeling bothered, bugged, and triggered or upset about something, and neither are any of you. It's just more so becoming home to my empowered state of who do I choose to be and what do I want to create or feel more of, and that we get to experience that. But Andy, would you take a moment and share with everyone? I know we've shared it here a few times, of course, but how people get connected to essential emotions, whether the certification, the book, you know, but these tools are so powerful, so powerful.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say how grateful I am for you showing up, not only on this call, but in our lives, just as a true friend over so many years. I think it's 12 plus years now, and just grateful for every gathering, every smile, every meme, every little good thing that comes because of you. So grateful for your influence in our lives.
Well, amen and ditto. So much gratitude, so much good and expansion has come to my life from our friendship, as well as humor and joy.
Yes. A life without memes is meme-less, right?
Amen to that.
So, Essential Emotions book, we have it at essentialemotions.com. We have it in the print version, ebook. You know, it's a Kindle download, but it's also an app. So super easy to access. The process that you were describing earlier, it's a new process. Well, I think it's as old as the book, but it's a process we've kind of organized into a worksheet, and we call it the emotional breakthrough process. And that worksheet is also a free download at essentialemotions.com. So go check that out. We've got some cool events coming up at convention. So we're doing Essential Emotions training the day before convention. So that's at essentialemotions.com/events. And it's just going to be, we've got coaches coming together. So there is a certification process if you want to really dial in that process of taking people through the breakthrough process. We do have a certification, same website. And it's just, it's been so gratifying to watch people around the world choose in and really lean into this and to watch the breakthroughs they're seeing and how that even trickles into their doTERRA business, helping old builders break through their garbage, their stinking thinking, and just have new possibilities open up. So also, Tiffany, you've got a pre-convention event coming up. Can you share the link to that? Christy's asking.
Yes. So that will be coming up as well, right before convention. And that day, September the 12th, the link for that is myoilscoach.com. And that has all the details for you, but it's an intimate group and just simply dropping into and working on what's up for you. We call this event this year, we're calling it Nourish. So nourishing yourself, nourishing your vision, nourishing your business. and helping you grow with that. Looking forward to that too. I will also be at the Essential Emotions training on Wednesday, just because again, there's so much goodness that's happening there and getting connected. You guys, I want to put an essential oil on your map if you haven't yet used it. This was one that Natalie and I intuitively was drawn to when we were working together last Thursday. Again, she was helping me with some of my own things that work up for me. And the essential oil of Midnight Forest. Mm. Are you guys connected to Midnight Forest yet?
Love that oil so much.
And when you read about it, though, she sent me, it's so much a powerful, it's like, think about feeling held, right? Held by father or mother, Mother Earth, Heavenly Father, you know, being held by love, by God, but just this holding while you're integrating and healing. And it's something I've had before, and or I've had the oil for a while and liked it, but I just, it's really become just like, ooh, gosh, how important that oil is. But yes, any of the woodsy, the balancing, the grounding oils are so good for healing. I just hope that you all have a copy of, again, the book, Essential Emotions. If not, you'll want that. Whether you join the training or not, I know not everyone's going to come out to a convention. Invite you to have that resource in your own home for sure.
Yeah, Midnight Forest is, it's a go-to for us all the time. It's for nature's rhythm. So it imparts ancient plant wisdom to help individuals understand the healing power of nature. Ask them to stop running from the perceived modern day tigers, relentlessly chasing them, and simply slow down and breathe. So it's a beautiful, beautiful blend.
Yeah. I loved it. It was so beautiful, so powerful. And that session with Natalie, which again, they train you guys how to facilitate these sessions. You know, she's so gifted at this and has been for quite some time, but to put it in a way of a training modality is just brilliant. It's such an added value and a resource for you to have. And, you know, she was holding some space with me and some things that were up for me physically, manifesting physically. And it was like, as we were chatting, and then it became aware of like, oh, this old wound is in a new circumstance. And I was like, dang it. But it was also so freeing. Anyone else? It's like, I think healing is more circular than it is linear. It's like, you know, some of the same old things that they just, the way we get snagged or the things that come up. But that's why, again, Midnight Forest was so like being held or, you know, being in that space of integration and how you're integrating and you're evolving. Because even though it's similar, you've progressed a whole lot as a human. And so just such good work. I just have such deep gratitude for you two and for these gifts and these tools that support us. So
we are so perfectly supported, all of us, aren't we?
Yeah, so much so.
Well, should we jump into some coaching today?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So raise your hand if you are ready to receive and do some of your own breakthrough. It could be a complex question. It could be a simple question. It could be around your goals. We are just here to support you. So it looks like Joel is raising their hand. And then Christy after Joel. Okay. Maybe Joel doesn't want to come on. So we'll try Christy.
Andy.
Oh, looks like Joel came on. Yes.
Okay. We're going to work with Joel. I do invite you guys. Can I just share one thought while we're waiting for, we'll queue up there. Joel's there.
Please.
One thing I invite you guys to do, and we talk about this sometimes the end of the month or the starting of a new month, is I invite you in the next 24, 48 hours to take some time to just kind of review May and look at your wins and victories, look at your life lessons, and then thinking about the new month ahead, as well as the summer coming up, June, July, August, is to be intentional about it. Even if your life is changing in terms, schedules change, kids are out of school. For some of you, that's applicable. Some of you, it's not. But it's just really still dropping into being intentional about what you're going to create, both in your personal life and your summer self-care, right? Or have a summer bucket list and some of those fun things, as well as what you want to create in your business. But your summer time actually can, I know there's different mindsets about it, but it actually can be one of your most thriving seasons of the year. Why? Mm-hmm. Because when people, again, if you're gathering more, it's a great time for connection, which is the heartbeat of your business. And so when you think about that, you go, okay, we're going to create, or, you know, see people, we're going to get on a trail, we're going to go to the pool or have folks over for a barbecue. There's just a lot of opportunity to create connection. But as we're on the cusp of June 1st and heading into, for most of us, not all of us, I know we're, this is a global call, but a lot of people in the Northern hemispheres, we're moving into what we'd call summer. It's just regardless of if you're Southern hemisphere, Northern hemisphere, as we're on the cusp of a new month and a new season or new, you know, thinking of it in that way, I invite you guys to spend some time getting clarity to what you want to create, what you want to show up, what you want to experience, and being open to that summer literally could be your biggest months yet of the year. They literally are for some of my clients and some of the folks I work with or connect with here in doTERRA, is that some folks have a belief, oh, summer's out, we lose momentum. Not necessarily. For some, yes. For some, they gain momentum because, again, they're thinking, and when they're gathering, having connections or get-togethers, things like that, or traveling, they're traveling with samples and they're setting up classes as part of their travels. There's a lot of ways to think about, and this could really be a growth season for you guys as well.
Totally. Yep. Just choose in, lean in.
Joel. All right, Joel, let's hear from this gentleman.
Hi, guys. Joel, how are you?
Join us at Experience doTERRA. It's great to see your face again.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we learned so much. Our team did really, really well, had some awesome breakthroughs, which we're super grateful for you guys hosting us. And if just to people who are listening, go to this. It's awesome. It was so helpful for our team. So we're very grateful for you guys teaching us and hosting us. Thank you so much.
We loved it. So much fun.
I have a question. We just hit silver for our second time, which
congratulations.
Thank you. And it was, Crystal and I last night, we were looking at each other. We're like, wow, that was so much easier than the first time, which we were grateful for. Towards the end of the month, we were kind of surprised because we just had people just very easily just want to enroll and sign up. And I think there was a shift in our mindset where we're just like, we weren't putting so many barriers. So we feel like we've broken through a barrier of thinking it has to be hard. One, with people enrolling and joining, right? The thing that I'm hitting a ceiling or would like some insight about knowing how to attract people that want to build with us, and what are some ways, mindset changes that I can work through? Because I feel like I believe that there are those people. I'm wondering if there are things I'm unaware of that I'm hindering myself from believing that those people can be in our influence or our sphere.
Sure. Oh man, I love this question. And I'm just curious, what did you guys do to celebrate going silver?
We haven't yet. That's a good question.
So this is coaching that Natalie and I got from Tiffany.
Yeah.
When we hired her to be our coach. And that was the first tip she gave us. And so that's my first tip for you.
Okay.
There is so much magnetism in the energy of joy, the energy of success, the energy of like forward movement, you know, like I'm changing, I'm affecting of other lives positively. So I can't overstate the importance of being that energy, right? I mean, our mature adult minds can easily brush it under the rug and just be like, oh, that's just, you know, that's cute, that's silly. You know, I don't really like the attention or the, you know, the goofiness. You know, it's my birthday. I prefer not to have people celebrate me. But my coaching would be lean in hard, like really celebrate it. And don't be embarrassed to like bring in the world, like invite friends, like make it a thing. And it doesn't matter how big or small the rank is. The rank could be director. You know what I mean? Our frontline leader, Matt Hall, sent us videos of during COVID, they were doing these Zoom calls for rank advancements, and they started at director. And to watch these people like dance down this aisle for hitting director was the coolest thing. I'm like, man, these people get it. Like, yeah, they totally are living the vibe of success. And so, you know, to what Tiffany was just sharing earlier, like attracts like. And so when you're in that energy of, you know, we're in success, we're in momentum, that's what attracts more of that.
Okay. So
Jeff, celebrate, I'd love to hear.
Celebrate successes is kind of in two words.
Yeah. Yeah. And people ask me all the time, you know, what's the key to your success? And I say, it's having success, which sounds really like, well, that doesn't tell me anything. Thanks for nothing, Andy. But if you can create little mini successes, right? Even from like, hey, I just filled in 5 more names on my success list. I'm winning. Names list. I just reached out to 3 people on my 100 names list. Okay. That's a win. And so the corporate world, I think, does a really miserable job of this as a general rule.
Right.
And so let's create our own reality where we are just a success culture. Like we focus on the wins, and as a result, we get more.
Okay.
Tiff, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Yes. I love this. So when Natalie and I did our first formal session together, what Andy was just saying was exactly the case. Is they were currently Blue Diamond at the time and ready to go presidential. And I said, have you ever celebrated going blue? And sometimes some of you might say, well, sure, celebrate once you hit, you know, diamond or blue or, you know, beyond or whatever. But I think it really matters. Again, when we were kicked off today talking about gratitude, when you anchor that in, you know, and you celebrate it and you see that, and it's like, gosh, I'm excited for what we're creating and what we're about, is you're just anchoring more of the positive vibes, positive feelings, positive association to, we love building and growing, right? And I invite all of you to do that as you celebrate your wins, you celebrate your levels, your rank advancements. I also invite you guys to measure or celebrate your effort, meaning that I love celebrating a rank advancement, silver, gold, diamond, presidential, double blue diamond, right? I mean, just all the layers and levels we've gotten to travel this journey. Love it. So much good. And to celebrate your effort, because that is what you directly control. So let's say your stretch goal for the month of June is, let's say you would normally nourish, you know, 5 people a week and, you know, around 20 people a month type thing. And let's say you really stretch to go, we're going to nourish 30 people. Or instead of doing, you know, 1 class, we're going to do 2, or whatever it might be, the ways that you guys could, you know, you're stretching, but you're then celebrating that effort. Because that is what you're putting in. It's just like, wow, look what we're creating and what we're doing. We're investing here. But I'm a big fan of celebration and joy and lots of ways to do that. You know, of saying, oh, we're going to go on a fun picnic or go on a hike or go out to a nice dinner or get a massage, or, you know, some cost money, some don't, right? When I teach this concept of create a joy list, I invite all of you to come up with a joy list, 12 things that cost money, 12 things that don't. So you take like a blank sheet of paper, draw a line right down the center, top left, put a dollar sign, top right, put no, and then the dollar sign. So left-hand column costs money, right-hand column does not cost money. But that you come up with things that bring you joy. And that's a great then resource I invite you to operate from regularly, but especially when you're celebrating something fun and an achievement like that, or a milestone of effort, whatever that might look like, is then you're, you know, doing something off your joy list that it's like, wow, I'm celebrating myself. When we're self-employed, loves, and when you're building your own doTERRA business, yes, doTERRA at times will celebrate you. They will put you on a stage. They will send you a gift. They will do some fun bells and whistles. And as you're growing, though, you're your own HR director now, right? Like, I'm my HR director of TiffanySpeaks.com. I'm the HR director and the CEO and the coach, right? And the marketing officer. And so it matters that you go, I'm going to celebrate myself, is that doing the things that you're showing up and contributing. I just think the more that you create fun, everything's energy. And the more that fun is associated to growing your business, A, the more enjoyment you'll have, and B, though, the more magnetic you will be. All right, some of you, where you're struggling in your business growth right now is you've been leading with so much, you've been stressed a lot and you're frustrated, and what's happening with that leader, and that person's not pulling their weight, and this thing with my upline, and this thing with my ba-ba-ba, and this thing here, and ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. And sometimes, and you're not wrong for that, we're just truth tellers on this call. But some of you, if you're regularly in that energy of like stress, or and it's not happening, or this person this, or this thing that, and we're more, again, our mindset's not in gratitude and joy. It's more in like, what's not working? What's broken? I'm frustrated. This should have happened already, right? Like, how many of you have that thought? This should have happened already. It's not the sexiest magnetic thought. You're not wrong for thinking it. So even though you might have, and I would assume you have, Joel, I assume you have, you know, goals that are saying, I want to be gold and diamond and beyond.
Yep.
Cool. I love you want to be diamond, but I want you to celebrate being silver like a freaking king. Right? Because when we say, well, once I'm diamond, then I'll really celebrate, then I'll really be generous or give back. Because a lot of people do that with, say, the law of the tithe or generosity. It's like, well, once I make millions, then I'll be generous. You're never going to make millions without being generous today.
Yeah.
With your $100 versus $1 million. And it's like, we have to be now. So it's like, I want you celebrating yourself like a king. Like, we are freaking silver. I want you peacocking that, you know, like, I am a silver. And you take that ownership, because that's A, you deserve it. And B, again, it's more magnetic. Like, ooh, I want what Joel's got. I want to be part of what Joel's building, because that energy and leadership is so magnetic.
It's interesting, because I'm the type that I don't want anyone to know when my birthday is. I'm always like very quiet about that type of thing. And like, no, I'm fine. Don't worry. But we enrolled 11 people this month, which was our most that we've done. And we were super, super happy about that, personally enrolled. And I'm grateful that you're sharing this, because I was talking with my wife, Crystal, about this. And I was like, you know, I want to share this with people and say, hey, this is what we're doing. We have people that we're bringing, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. That I have that mind, that thought go through my mind. Like, oh, I don't, what if? So this helps me to think about, you know what, there's nothing wrong with being happy with success, with being happy with things moving forward. And yeah. Anyway, so that does help me.
I love it. And even if we don't like put it on social, to your point, like, oh, I'm kind of private about my birthday, I'm not this big, right? Hey, is that you celebrate you.
Right.
Right. And that you feel and you anchor that in, because that will be gas in the tank to be like, we're going to keep growing. That was fun to sign up 11 people. Let's help those 11 people really get legs.
Yeah.
And let's then sign up some more friends in the month of June.
Yeah.
I love the number 11. That's such a great number. Do you have anyone else that you might be signing up today? Anyone else that's exploring or connecting?
We do.
Maybe there's number 12 or 13.
We have a couple of people in the pipeline. Honestly, because we're already trying to look at next month, because our goal is to not have to wait until the last day of the month. our goal is to have like 3 or 4 or 5 days have our rank set so that we can then look at to the next month and say, let's roll into the next month and project into the next month. And that's what, maybe that's my mindset needs to change there too. I'm not trying to limit it, because the last couple of days I was like, okay, we will reach silver. But then the last couple of days we've had a couple of people there just like, well, I want to place a $200 order. Or I want to place a $300 order. I'm like, whoa, okay. Well, I wasn't expecting that, you know? So I think, I don't know that I've said like, oh, I need to hit 12 as much as I've said, I want to look at what's coming up on the horizon. So I don't feel like I have to, and I can't catch my breath the next month.
Yeah. I mean, if you have someone that shows up today and they're ready to buy today, I wouldn't put that off.
No. I'm not going to say stop. Yeah.
But I think I just love the momentum that you're in and the mindset that you're in. And again, yes, I'd celebrate that. And helping those folks that you're getting started again, then I would be checking up with them the next month, right? Yeah. As they get their products and help them get anchored and practicing, and what oils are you using? What oils have you not opened yet? You need help and support. Let me help you connect those dots. And that's just a great way as part of your June planning, is nourishing the people you signed up in May. Yep. That they get some nourishment too. So we want to start getting roots under them. So yep. That would be another thing in terms of strategic thinking for, as you think forward, you know, the month of June and so forth. But yep. I'm excited for you. I think there's great things coming and looking forward to seeing your growth.
My post-it note is full of little notes. So thank you. I appreciate your insight, both of you. And we'll go celebrate this weekend and we'll let you know.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Yeah. Return the report. Thanks,
Joel. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. See ya. Okay. Christy, friend, we saw you in Florida at Leadership. So welcome, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. I really appreciate this call, and I got to get coached by Tiffany a couple of weeks ago. And so thank you. It was so helpful, and congratulations, Joel. That's amazing. That was really great coaching you guys. So my takeaway from my last, call was, retention is the thing that I'm working on, and just focusing on, after people get their stuff, it doesn't matter how long it's been, just always asking those questions of what do you love? What are you loving most? What haven't you used? And I'm just like, I am committed in a different way than I have been to doing that for people that, maybe are even hard to reach. So like I met with a gentleman yesterday who's like, I'm actually not even really that into the oils, but I'm loving the other products that I got to remove toxins. And so I knew that he wasn't ready to move forward, but I still met with him. And in that meeting, he's like, you know, my wife's really loving the oils though. And she's kind of into that beauty counter, tell your friends about it kind of stuff. And I'm like, beautiful. Can you connect the two of us? I'd love to, hear how I can support her. So because I'm out with him, there's going to be an opening, but I maybe wouldn't have done that before because I have a million other things I could do. And he was like, not really into these oils. So I'm committed to showing up and following up with people in a way that I haven't done before. And my mind goes to like, help me with a system to do that, because this month I enrolled 6 and last month I enrolled 5. And retention is a weakness of mine. And so I would just love like one step forward, because I start to like freak out if I think about a system. It feels like, I'm not sure, I have like a block there. So I'd love one step forward towards that.
So 6 enrollments, like I'm just loving all this enrollment talk today. Oh, like awesome. I'm just getting so lit up. I'm like, sexy, sexy call. I love enrollments, right? Like maybe I'm a nerd, but I love sales, guys. I love sales, and I love seeing people sell, because on the side of a sale is you're helping someone improve their life. It's like a win, win, win for everybody. Sexy mama.
That's fun.
Sexy mama. I love it. Love it. Okay, let's talk about this. What I invite you to think about is this concept of time blocking. Mm-hmm. So perhaps once a week you have a 2-hour block and you decide, hey, I'm going to do that Thursdays from 10 to noon or 2 to 4, 9 to 11, where it's intentional for I'm going to follow up with existing customers, reach outs, connections, and so forth. That will help you relax. It'll also give you a container, right? Like a parking lot, so to speak, that you go, oh, I can move someone. If someone's asking me a question or they want more support than I have maybe in this moment or this day, because I already have other things planned, to say, hey, great, I could meet with you Thursday at 9, mm-hmm. you know, and you spend 20, 30 minutes on a phone call, part of that 2-hour or 3-hour block, but you have a weekly block of time. And if you need to move it some weeks because you're traveling or have other things that are up, but you just know one of the things all is when you think about growing your business is you ask yourself, I want all of you to write some of this down. What are my essentials for growth? For maintenance, right? This is a maintenance question, but it's critical because we want retention. Otherwise we have a hole in the boat. We enroll new people and we're just moving it one direction out of the other. And so getting people to have legs requires some time and nourishment, right? They're learning and now we want to help them get the training wheels off. So having a time dedicated every week to customer nourishment or client nourishment. And you might want 2 a week and you do 2 different blocks instead of like 1 3-hour block, you might do 2 2-hour blocks. But that way, having those parking lots already set up in your schedule. And again, every Sunday night when you do your weekly planning, where does this fit in my life for this week? Some of you, you'll be able to rinse and repeat and it's every Thursday or every Monday or whatever your day is, but that you think about those essentials that have to happen on a week in, week out, or a month in, month out basis. And customer nourishment's part of that. But by having the block of time, it'll help you relax. It'll also give you time where, again, you can redirect if people are trying to come in or need more support than what you've got in the moment. Great. Pick a time. And you can even use, there's a time scheduler I use called Calendly. It's just simply a time management or a scheduling tool. There's others out there and I don't get paid to endorse them. I just use them. They have a free version and that's the one I use. They have a paid for version. But having, you guys, time blocks is a game changer when you think, what are my essentials? And you could map them all out on a flip chart piece of paper, you know, and I need time to prospect and time to sample and time for this and time for that. And if you're using social or hosting classes and you just start looking at all the moving parts and then you put them into blocks into your schedule. But that way you can just take a big, you know, big sigh of relief, a big breather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. You used that word last time as well, nourishment, and that's totally my word. So that really resonates. And yeah, I do feel a lot of stress around retention. And really, it's just been like a story of a scarcity of time, of like the busyness I create in my mind. And so I love time blocking. And so I'm going to just really have that nourishment time for people.
Yeah.
Could I offer another little just tiny tip? I love everything you shared, Tiff. Time blocking has totally changed our life. So when you're enrolling all these people, I'm just assuming that you're not placing them all on your front line, right? Like we're probably talking mostly customers here. So you have in your team, beautiful partners, right? And each of those partners has different strengths. And one of the main questions Natalie and I ask every time we enroll, the main question is, where will this person grow best? Hmm. A big factor in that question is, you know, this person has got a chronic issue that we're dealing with, and it's going to take a fair bit of education, a fair bit of follow-up. So I might place them with an upline that has some follow-up systems in place, that has continuing education classes, that has Zoom classes, like whatever whatever that looks like, take advantage of the beautiful collaboration that can happen with just simple placements. So we have so many teams where the upline is a power enroller and the downline is a power follow-upper, whatever you call that. They're just like, they're all over the systems. The universe, I know that God has a sense of humor because he put in our hearts, me and Natalie, to build the system, the Empowered Success System. And he put on our front line, all except for Laura, 12 people who absolutely detest systems and will be anti-system to the day they die. So like, I get you, right? Like I know you because I know my front line, and no judgment, right? Like that's so fantastic. Like they figured a way and they're rocking the business. So no judgment. And when you're lacking one strength, please know that there are people on your team with that strength. I can think of like a couple dozen people on my team that when you say systems and follow up, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't care if I already have a qualifying leg and this volume does nothing towards my rank, just because I want them to succeed, I'm thinking of placing new enrollments there. Mm-hmm. So just don't always factor that in with your leveraging strengths, right? Like if we can all play for our strengths and play in our zone of genius, then, oh man, the whole world is going to be such a better place. Instead of us trying to do the thing that we know we suck at, we know we hate, and we will always suck at. So that's just a little word on, you know, leveraging partnerships.
I love it. I love real talk, which we're having a lot of it today. And two, one thing that you said, though, that I want to make sure I just want to address is any energy or fears around retention. I want you to be conscious to just clear that and give more time and energy to vision.
Yeah.
And knowing that, like, I only control, write this for me in your notes, Christy. I only control how I show up. And that you're regularly saying, I'm going to show up and offer, you know, space and time. And whether you do that through a Facebook group or a weekly call, right, is part of when Natalie and Andy and I created this weekly call that we've now done for 10 plus years. A lot of that was because, hey, we need support. We want to help a lot of people that need support, but let's give them a space that anyone and everyone in your whole organization can get connected here. As people progress and into different leadership, you have those spaces, you know, but your job is like, hey, we can't help everyone necessarily. We can to a point, but how do we create some space and systems where they can get the support they need? And so if you have that in your calendar regularly, then you already know, like, hey, I'm dedicating time for that growth. And you can lead people there. But just the power of retention, I think about, you know, and again, you show up and ask and you meet people where they're at. And sometimes that can be a bottle of lemon oil, right? I think about one of my dear friends in doTERRA here, Kari Utz, who we connected many, many years ago. And in coaching and supporting her, one of her frontline leaders who went diamond ended up going diamond. That woman very first purchased one bottle of lemon oil. And you might think, knowing how the brain works, if you're like at a class and you're sharing these full kits and someone's like, I think I'd buy one bottle of lemon. You're like, oh, yippee, right? Just truth telling. But that woman went on to become a diamond level leader for her with time. And so again, you can only control how you show up. I had a woman yesterday enroll in my summer mastermind. I have a mastermind through the summer, June, July, and August called the Rise Mastermind. That's something any of you want to explore, you can DM me. I can send you information about it. We have a power lineup and we're doing some really cool things. But this woman that enrolled yesterday, she's been connected to my work and following things for probably 7 or 8 years at least, maybe even more. And she's done a few little things here, the equivalent of a bottle of a lemon, you know, like, hey, I did your free gratitude series and maybe this online thing and came to this thing. But as we talked yesterday, and it was now the season for her, and she says, I'm ready, right? And let's grow. And so you just don't know when and how. Your job, you guys, every single one of you, again, you've heard me say this once, twice, 27 times. So here's number 28. The Robert Stevenson quote is, don't judge the day by the harvest you reap. Judge the day by the seeds that you plant. And so when you're like, I can control, like, cool, I have this time blocked in my schedule. I have some systems for yourself, because if that supports you, like Andy's saying, maybe not everyone you're going to have on your team is going to love systems, some will or not, but giving yourself that will help you feel more relaxed and know, and you're also doing an essential part of your business, which is nourishing people who have already purchased. That is so fundamental, you guys, to longevity and growth in a business is, am I nourishing the people I've already enrolled? Or am I always just looking, I want you guys spending time nourishing new enrollments. I love that. And just as sexy to celebrate, you know, we get the celebration energy on that, is when the customer you enrolled 3 months ago is ordering again this month. Mm-hmm. That's worth celebrating too. It's like, hey, 4 months in, 4 years in, they're still on their LRP. Mm-hmm. But knowing whether they do or don't, it's like, I'm doing my part to show up. But the retention, the opposite of your nerves about that, is just seeing, and again, maybe some language around, the right people are right where they need to be. And I'm showing up to serve and add value. And I trust people are right where they need to be. Mm-hmm. Right. And really quickly, just side thing, you had put in the chat box about the Nourish training that we're doing September 12th. And I said there in the chat box, I said, there's no early bird pricing. Forgive me. As I looked at that, I assumed we, technically, my assistant, I messaged her, it had already flipped to regular pricing, and I asked her to change it back till July 1st. So it's a $50 savings if you sign up between now and July 1st. And someone, how I saw that, it got notified me that I think Shell, you signed up for a ticket. She's already refunded you the difference. The, I think it's $52 you paid more. So anyway, just a little side note, but checking back in on this conversation, I want you nourishing vision around what you are creating and seeing. And does that help you? Do you feel like having a certain time in your schedule each week will support you?
Yes, I feel like I've been celebrating the success of what I'm committed to, which is nourishing my people, and that big vision of nourishing, because that's my word. That's what I love to do. And so I've been doing that. And the fear and the stress comes up around, well, what if? Because before I got overwhelmed in it and didn't have the systems in place, and it might not look like systems, like you said, Andy, it might be placing in spots where there are systems, because there are people on my team that are amazing with systems. But when I put it in those, the big vision and the wording of nourishing my people, that's something I can do. And so I am celebrating that I'm doing that, and I'm committed to that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I obviously love the word nourish. Right. And it's just that mindset is, I'm showing up to nourish. And how much people feast or choose in or don't, that's on them. But it's like, you're regularly setting the table and creating the space for it to happen.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. And I bet your flower farm right now is just exquisite.
It's so good. Thank you.
Could you maybe send us some photos?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to.
Yeah. I'm just loving that right now. My own yard and like being on walks and just like everything is so bloomed out. That was part of my morning ritual and my own writing of gratitudes this morning. It's just like the flowers everywhere. And this woman has a flower farm in Vermont. If you're out in that neck of the woods, I'd go see her in person.
Thank you, Tiffany.
I love it. Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us and adding to the conversation, Christy.
Yeah, thank you guys.
I'm loving this talk today. And again, it's just like, oh, there's so much goodness. And I love celebrating with you guys enrollments and again, growth and progression. It's just so much fun. Kimber has a question in the chat, Andy, that says fear of deadlines. Anyone else afraid to set deadlines? Do you, Kimber, can you pop on? Are you in a place you can pop on and maybe give a little context to what you mean by that by chance?
Let's see. That's not Kimberly.
It says Kimber.
Yeah, I don't see a Kimber on the list anymore. So she must have
hopped on. Maybe popped off.
Yeah.
I will speak to that in a general term because sometimes when people, I don't know if she means the same thing. Sometimes people are afraid to set goals. Anyone afraid to set goals? I'm just curious. Like you kind of get a little like, I don't know. Anyone? Just let me see if that's a thing. If you, that's a thing for you, would you weigh in the chat box? Okay. Lots and lots of yes is already starting to stack up. But sometimes what, you know, the fear is with that or the nerves obviously is a lot of times as humans, we don't want to quote set goals. And she might mean this by deadlines or timelines because it's like, ooh, what if it doesn't happen, right? And I don't want to feel the negative emotions of letdown or disappointment or discouragement. So loves, a lot of times we don't set goals because we think we might be avoiding future pain, the pain of those feelings and those emotions and so forth. But what if we had a new mindset about setting goals, that we saw goals as, again, as benchmarks or opportunities to stretch, opportunities to grow, and that we fell in love with the process. Oh, what fun. I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm stretching. Because sometimes the truth of the matter without goals is we'll just repeat what's familiar. That's our comfort zone, familiar versus stretching, right? And having that ability. Now we're right up about our time limit for today. So I'm going to give you a free resource that you can get into this with more depth, but I invite you to start mentally massaging that you could see setting goals is a growth process. Not necessarily whether the outcome or the achievement doesn't mean what you're likely making it mean, right? Many of you at times you go, oh, and that means something about me that I'm less than, I'm not enough because I'm not achieving. We make it about the progression and that we're growing. And many times you are going to achieve your goals. Sometimes you're going to crush those goals. You're going to overexceed those goals. Sometimes the goal you set for June is going to actually happen in August. But by having the goals and having the intentions, that's why, again, I'm a big fan of effort-based goals, like we were modeling with Joel, is that you measure yourself off effort versus outcome, right? You might set, for instance, a goal, or I like to use the language, might in your vision to say, go gold or diamond in doTERRA. But you can't control that outcome, but have it in your vision. What you can control is how many people a week am I nourishing, connecting with? Or that I'm hosting a class or a webinar, or I'm doing, like we were just modeling with Christy, follow-up time and nourishment time there. And so I just invite you to consider this, loves, is that you have effort-based goals, but this resource to go in through, and it's perfect timing, of course, because we're at the end of 1 month and starting a new one. On my website, my home website is tiffanyspeaks.com. And on that very front page, when you get there, or even under the tab free resources, one of those resources is called the 7 strategies for successful goal achievement. Kind of a long title, guys. A lot of words in there, but it's 7 strategies for goal setting. And it will really support you in helping you with clarity and working through and massaging this. I want you to set goals. I really do. Some of you need a mindset shift that, ooh, I don't want to set something that I might not quite achieve, and that you shift into that. One of the strategies in there you'll hear is what's also called the MTO formula that makes your goals scalable, minimum target and outrageous. But dropping into that, loves, is sometimes we avoid. So back to Kimber's original question, ooh, I have resistance, you know, around having deadlines. Yeah, a lot of that resistance is, ooh, that's going to push and it's going to stretch me. But you know what, loves? You want to be pushed and stretched. You want to feel more alive, don't you? Right? You want to see, ooh, I want to see what's possible. And if you don't currently have an accountability buddy in your life or create your own mastermind or join one or things like that, I invite you to do so is that you have someone that you're also, you can check in with and that helps you, you know, support them. They support you, but have those goals. And anything you want to add to that? Because again, sometimes people, they don't set goals because of past experience, emotional scar tissue, so to speak, or the fear of like, I might, you know, I don't want to feel the discomfort of not seeing it happen. Mm-hmm. But then they are just producing or experiencing life as is and frustrated because they're not seeing the changes.
Yeah, it's a contrary to be proven, right? This balancing act. And I just love everything you've shared. I really value the video that you pointed us to. I think a lot of it is just giving yourself permission to dream and to stretch. So much of, you know, life and especially the public education system, I feel like it does a great job of teaching some things, but not how to dream and not how to live your life with goals. I just think, being gentle with yourself in that process of, you know, I give myself permission to dream and I give myself permission to learn. So if when I'm not hitting goals, I'm learning. You know, those are the greatest learning moments of our lives is when we fall flat on our face. You know, as a child's learning how to walk, how many times do they fall? We don't judge them for it. We don't say, you stupid idiot. We just say, hey, great job. Let's pick yourself up and keep mm-hmm. trying. And so just giving ourselves that same grace in the goal setting and the goal achievement process.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you. And again, just reinforcing is I invite you guys to see the mindset of this differently. It's like, hey, I achieve the goals. I must be good. I don't achieve the goals. I must not be enough. And it's like, no, it's just about, I'm willing to grow and expand. My word for the year of 23, you know, I don't know if y'all pick a word for the year, or one picks you or a phrase or something. My word this year is expansion. And it's stepping into the opportunity to expand and to grow and to learn and to see it as I'm learning, I'm growing. You cannot unlearn what you've learned. Like you just can't. So you get to see how you show up and more of this is how you manage your mindset around goals than the goal itself and seeing it as, oh, I've got to get it perfect. I got to get it right. Some of you, that might be some residual old messaging from your childhood, and it's choosing in as a conscious adult. Like I choose to grow. I choose to expand. Not powerful. So anyway, mm-hmm. thank you for the willingness to have the conversation. We are so grateful that you guys are here. I invite you again, recommit to your gratitude practice, get connected to some goals and intention setting, choose into having a very intentional summer, right? June, July, and August. I invite you to get intentional with the play and the joy and the connections and the growth. That this is a vivacious, summer is like this, like such an energy of abundance. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity for you to drop in and create. So anyway, loves, I am looking forward to creating more with you. We'll be back here next Wednesday and we'll be thinking of you, cheering you on. If we can serve or support you, please reach out. Be happy to do that.
Thank you so much, Tiff. And thank you everyone for bringing your great, great questions. That's what makes this such a useful call. And so thank you. One last plug, convention tickets are on sale. Hopefully you are locking those in. We've spoken so many times about the power of live events. Be there, please be there. And I also wanted to mention the rank retreats that we're doing before convention too. So you can go to sharesuccess.com/events to check out those events. So
lots of ways to get nourished and connected in those events. And so come join us.
We also have a cool calendar that we're putting together at sharesuccess.com/convention, which is kind of like all the events around conventions. So I think Like Boy Truman is doing Symphony of the Cells, all the things. So go check it out, come play, and let's grow together. Thanks, everyone.